From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. President Trump's first legislative victory may be close. U.S. President Donald Trump continued to tout his party's major tax bill Saturday, the president telling reporters everybody's going to benefit if it is signed into law.
This is going to bring money in. As an example, we think $4 trillion will come flowing back into the country. That's money that's overseas, that's stuck there for years and years.
Republican lawmakers finalized a version of this bill on Friday. The compromise bill is $1.5 trillion. If approved and signed into law, the tax legislation would be the first major legislative achievement of President Trump's nearly 11-month presidency. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson of the United States is not mincing words about the Trump administration's resolve when it comes to North Korea's growing nuclear capabilities.
We have been clear that all options remain on the table in the defense of our nation. But we do not seek, nor do we want, war with North Korea.
Tillerson spoke at a meeting on North Korea's proliferation convened by Japan, which holds a rotating Security Council presidency this month. In Washington, President Trump pointed to Russia to step up pressure against Pyongyang a day after his phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Argentina has dismissed the head of its navy following last month's disappearance of a submarine with 44 crew members. The move comes 1 month after the last contact with the submarine ARA San Juan. The sub disappeared in the South Atlantic on November 15th with 44 sailors aboard. This is VOA News.